10 Medicare Supplement Shopping Mistakes by Lance D. Reedy. Hi, so you're in the market for a Medicare supplement or similar plan. For many of you, this process of understanding how Medicare and Medicare supplements all work together is a daunting task. The purpose of this presentation is to help you avoid the 10 Medicare supplement shopping mistakes. I've spoken with thousands of people about this subject, and I seek to provide you with current and accurate information. Understandably, this subject can be confusing for many people. We have parts and plans, and they both use some of the same letters. From my many discussions with Medicare supplement shoppers, I have noted some of the more common mistakes and misunderstandings that people often make concerning this subject. What proceeds is a summary of the most frequently repeated mistakes that I have seen and heard people inadvertently making. My name is Lance Reedy, and I specialize in assisting those turning 65 in making the best choices in regards to selecting a Medicare supplement. I'm an independent agent, as I work in four states with several different companies. This requires that I keep current with many different companies' offerings and rates. By being independent, that means I work for you and not an insurance company. I hold two professional designations. I'm trained in the area of working with the wide gamut of issues that pertain to retirement age people. Congratulations for those who already well understand this subject. With governmental regulations and programs continually changing, it's a challenge to keep up. Let's get started. Mistake number one, lacking an understanding of the words standardized Medicare supplement. Prior to 1990, it was difficult for most Medicare beneficiaries to compare Medigap or Medicare supplement plans. As there was no standardization at all, an apples-to-apples comparison was difficult. The plans were similar, but there were some significant differences. Congress passed the Medigap Standardization Act in 1990, which established 10-letter plans, A through J. Medicare added plans K and L in 2006. Congress passed the Medicare Improvement Act in 2008, which streamlined the 20-year-old 1990 plans, dropped redundant plans, and added the new plans M and N. The new plans are called the modernized plans and are in effect for all Medicare supplement plans sold after June 1, 2010. Now we have plans A, B, C, D, F, G, K, L, M, and N. If a shopper is looking at Plan F, for example, then he or she would understand that the Plan F from any particular insurance company pays claims according to the benefits as outlined by the legislation. So, if you are looking at Plan F that is offered by Company X, then you will know that the Plan F offered by Company Y, Z, and so forth has the same benefits. The same is true for any other letter plan. There are, however, one or two minor exceptions. There could be an add-on. For example, Company Z might offer a benefit for a routine vision or dental exam not covered by Medicare. Obviously, this results in a higher premium to cover those extras. There is no free lunch in this regard. Understanding the standardization allows you to focus on which plan rather than which company. You, the shopper, are now better able to focus on price. Mistake number two, believing that any company offering Medicare supplements in a given state does not pay its claims. All of the companies must pay their claims, as not only is it a contractual obligation on the insurance company's part, but also it's a federal mandate. You pay the premium and they pay their claims. If they didn't, the state insurance departments would investigate and likely issue a cease and desist order preventing that company from doing any further business in that particular state. You can rest assured that any company you choose will pay its claims. Mistake number three, buying more benefits than are needed or that you are likely to use, thinking that Medicare pays for non-covered services, or thinking that there is something magical about Plan F. Many people are perfectly happy to pay the annual Medicare Part B deductible on their own and choose Plan G, as they will enjoy a lower premium. Likewise, they may be quite willing to cover a little more cost sharing with Plan N for a yet lower premium. And those in tip-top health may want to consider the seldom mentioned high deductible Plan F. Some people have said something like this, "My Medicare supplement pays for everything that Medicare doesn't cover." It's much more accurate to say that your plan covers the coinsurances, deductibles, and possibly the overcharges that Medicare does not cover. Your supplement does not cover non-Medicare-approved services such as cosmetic surgery or hearing aids. it generally only pays for what's approved by Medicare. The only difference between plans F and G is the annual Medicare Part B deductible. Plan F covers it, and with Plan G, you pay the Part B deductible out of pocket. However, you usually have a substantially lower premium with Plan G, often making it the better value. Mistake number 4, not understanding the pitfalls and limitations of HMO plans, Medicare Select plans, or Medicare Advantage. These plans work fine for many people. However, for others, there have been some problems. Snowbirds have often found that their HMO or managed care plans didn't work as well as expected when out of state. Medicare Select means hospital restricted, so that you use only the hospitals on the insurance company's list. Some people have paid an unexpected bill for the Part A deductible because they ended up at the wrong hospital. Medicare Advantage, formerly known as Medicare Plus Choice, is a privatization of Medicare, and with the Medicare Modernization Act of 2003, it was expanded into most areas of the country. There are pluses and minuses. One's premium will usually be lower for a Medicare Advantage plan. However, there likely will be more co-pays and co-insurances compared to a Medicare supplement. We saw the Medicare HMOs of the late 1990s come and then go. In 2010, many Advantage plans pulled out of the market. We'll surely see more changes in Medicare Advantage plans in the future. Another important consideration is that some providers and specialty clinics may not accept your Medicare Advantage plan. Much of the continued success of the Medicare Advantage plans will be dependent on the monthly subsidy paid by Medicare for each enrollee in the plan. Because of these uncertainties, some companies have pulled out of the Medicare Advantage market. Also, there are different types of Medicare Advantage plans, as they are not all the same. Nevertheless, Medicare Advantage may be the right choice for you. When I meet with you in person, I can go into much more detail concerning this subject. Mistake number 5, automatically wanting to sign up for a Medicare supplement with the same company of your existing health insurance or with the same company as your spouse. A related mistake is not taking advantage of the potential spousal discounts, which a few companies now offer. Signing up for a Medicare supplement with the same company as your existing health insurance rarely will be the best value for you, as you usually will pay more than you need to. A person says, I've been with health insurance company B for 30 years, so shouldn't I just transition over to their Medicare supplement? Well, yes, you can, but do you want to do that if it's going to cost you several hundred dollars more per year compared to the same plan with a more competitive company? The good news is that when you reach age 65, you have far more choices for your Medicare supplemental coverage than you previously did with your individual plan or group coverage through your employer. A second mistake is blindly signing up for a Medicare supplement with the same company just because your spouse has it. If that company is competitive, that's fine. However, in my experience, I have seen all too many couples repeating some of these same shopping mistakes for the second time. For example, if your spouse is paying $20 to $30 more per month than necessary, then do you want to needlessly do the same thing? Lastly, some companies are now offering a spousal or household discount. If such a company is competitive and offers this to you, it's definitely to your benefit to take advantage of that discount. Mistake number 6, believing that one company's Medicare supplement is better than another, or thinking that an endorsement makes a company's Medicare supplement superior to others. A related mistake is calling an 800 number to sign up for a Medicare supplement. The first part of this mistake is a takeoff from mistake number 1. Since the Medicare supplement plans are standardized, any company's Plan F, for example, has the same benefits. A Plan F is a Plan F. Some affinity groups, such as retirement and teachers associations, unions, or fraternal organizations, will endorse a particular company's Medicare supplement. In many cases, the company being endorsed pays a fee to the group that recommends them. What a terrific marketing strategy. It's no different than Michael Jordan being paid by Nike to tout their shoes. Since the plans are standardized, the plan endorsed by any group will have the same benefits as any other equivalent lettered plan. Knowing this helps you, the consumer, not to be misled by such endorsements. Underwriting requirements, age, Health status may be a good reason in some cases for getting your Medicare supplement through such a group. However, lower premiums elsewhere may be a good reason to shop. And finally, here's the real rub. When you call a company's 800 number to sign up, a licensed agent by law must take your order. You will then pay a commission to an agent you will never see or hear from again. You pay a commission to an agent that will not explain to you that there may be better values elsewhere. Bottom line, you pay a commission to an order taker and not to an insurance professional. Mistake number 7, falling for a salesperson's or company's gimmicks, misleading statements, or being snookered by deceptive sales talk, misleading ratings, or other phony propaganda. A related mistake is asking the wrong questions. I have run across some individuals that told me that some other salesman told them that his company was 100 years old. Well, good for them. Would that company be better if it was 200 or even 500 years old? Here's another one. Company C promotes an interesting idea. Their agents tell people that they can go with a lower-cost plan and then immediately upgrade to a plan with more benefits if they are headed to the hospital. People hear that, and they believe they can just change at the flick of a switch. Well, it's not quite that simple. What's the catch, and who's getting stuck with the huge rate increases? This ploy sure makes one think of bait and switch. I might add that the bulk of these problems often come from the single company agents. These are agents that are captive and work for just one Medicare supplement company, usually charging you a higher premium. That's why you're so much better off to work with the fully independent professionals, ones that represent many different companies. Ratings are not a significant issue with a Medicare supplement company. In fact, at least one of them purposely chose not to play the ratings game, saving their policyholders thousands of dollars per year of unnecessary overhead expense. When your doctor gives you a prescription and you go to fill it, do you ask your pharmacist, how old is the company that makes the drug and what are its S&P and Dun & Bradstreet ratings? I doubt it. Does the drug work? That's all you care about. Good questions to ask are as follows. What is the rate stability of the company I'm considering? Is the rate competitive in my state? How fast does the company pay its claims? How good is their customer service and how easy is it to navigate through their phone system? Mistake number 8, not understanding the differences between issue age pricing and attained age pricing. A related mistake is the tobacco user not taking advantage of non-tobacco discounts during open enrollment. Supplement companies price their policies differently. A few companies use what is called issue age pricing. That means that if you're issued a Medicare supplement policy at age 65, you will always be in the 65-year-old rate category, even 20 years later. Quoting from a recent Kiplinger article, the price won't increase just because you get older. Premiums will rise with healthcare inflation. Let's contrast this with what are called attained age policies. Your premium will rise as you advance in age. Again from Kiplinger. With attained age policies, premiums increase as you get older, typically ratcheting up every 1, 3, or 5 years. This is in addition to price hikes linked to healthcare inflation. Idaho permits issue age pricing only, so any rate increases that you may have experienced have been due to an increase in medical costs and not due to attained age increases. Washington uses what is called community rated pricing, which means that the companies have one rate for all ages of policyholders. That rate can climb due to increased health costs. Oregon and Montana, as well as most other states, allow attained age pricing in addition to issue age pricing. If you use tobacco, there are a couple of companies that offer non-tobacco discounts during open enrollment. Mistake number 9. Being convinced that having a local agent makes a difference for your Medicare supplement or somehow makes it better. In the rural western United States, many Medicare supplement agents often travel over a sparsely populated but wide geographical area. I know agents home based in Salt Lake City, for example, that see people in the remote corners of Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, and eastern Idaho. The situation is similar for me as I travel in the inland Northwest. When my clients have a question, they simply call me toll-free. The advantage for you by having a roving Medicare supplement agent is that this is his specialty, and he very often will be able to give you the best available information and have the greatest number of companies and competitive rates for you to choose from. In many cases, such agents will have more companies to offer compared to the strictly local ones. These roaming agents are the real pros. Is local necessarily better? Just ask thousands of investors who invested with Metropolitan Mortgage out of Spokane, Washington. They dealt with local reps from a local company. After Metropolitan's bankruptcy in December 2003, wiping out thousands of people's nest eggs, you can guess the answer. Mistake number 10, which is the last and most common, simply paying more than you need to. I understand that selecting your medical insurance is an important decision. It's an expense which must be worked into your budget. Many of you are on fixed incomes. There may be sentimental reasons why you might want to pay considerably more than necessary. However, I have found that in the end, most Medicare supplement shoppers, when it comes down to the real issue, want to have a trusted representative guide them in making the most cost-effective choices. Whether you are 65 or beyond, I've helped well over 1,000 people make this important decision. Likewise, I've assisted many others that are better than 65 to find lower-cost coverage, saving them hundreds of dollars per year. I'll be at the forefront of being able to answer your questions in regards to the continual changes with the Medicare programs. I also endeavor to keep you updated with my free newsletters. Whether it is a Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage plan, or a Part D prescription drug plan, I can offer my professional guidance to assist you in the easiest manner possible in finding the best choices for your situation. Thank you for reviewing this presentation. It's my hope that this information will help you to make the best decisions and to give you the peace of mind that you made the right choice.